Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Friday, the 16th of October. Hope you're having had a wonderful week, folks. The weekend is almost here. Yes, and it is a big weekend because it's Ranfurly Shield weekend and Bledisloe Cup weekend this weekend. So that's right. In the news this morning, though, we have news of a spearfishing competition down in the South Island. An update in how Paul Cole is going in the squash. An update from also the cycling Giro d'Italia, where we've had stage 11 and over in the NRL, the Raiders fullback is looking to take his game to new heights. And then over in rugby, we've got news from the World Rugby Awards for this year, which, let's be honest, without much rugby, how are they going to do that? Well, we'll explain it. Plus, also news for unlucky George Bridge, as it looks like he is out for 6 months through injury. So let's start off with that spear fishing competition. And yes, down in the South Island, the Sounds Summer Slam is returning to Marlborough Sounds from November the 27th to the 29th. The organisers say they did this because there was a lack of good events down in the South Island. And how this is different to normal fishing competition is they have after the categories around the fish themselves, they also have two other categories. One is best piece of rubbish collected, and the other one is most rubbish collected as well. So yes, sustainability and the environment key in that fishing competition. There are only set species that are being competed for this year. It's blue mocky, butterfish, crayfish, flatfish, either flounder or sole, gurnard, kingfish, and stargazer, or better known as monkfish. So great to see that competition is back this year and also having that environmental and sustainable message as well. Over in the squash, and Paul Cole was beaten in a marathon match by his Egyptian opponent, Mostaf Asal. It was 8-11, 11-9, 4-11, 11-3, 12-10 in the end. Definitely some controversy in this one, as the 19-year-old was accused of blocking. He also was questioning calls and showed a lot of emotion as well, and got warned about unsportsmanlike conduct in this one. So yes, definitely an aggressive game for Cole in that one. He has two more potential tournaments coming up: the Qatar Classic and the Blackball Open in Egypt over the one in November and one in December. So good luck with those events. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now, who is going to take us through our birthdays this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Good morning to everybody tuning in to New Zealand Sport Radio. Well, that's the sun starting to come through just out here in the east this morning. So we've had rain for the last 24 hours down here in Napier, but it should pretty much clear away by about lunchtime today. And I do apologise for some sirens in the background, a little bit of early morning police activity going on, but they just seem to have died away this morning. So it's the perfect day to have your birthday. And we've got the three coming up today. A current Warriors winger, a veteran All Black prop who's still plying his trade in Bristol, and finally an Englishman, well, born in England, but he's played for both the All Blacks and England. But we're going to start with our local rugby league player this morning, David Fusitua Burnett, born this day, the 16th of October 1994, is a professional rugby league footballer who plays as a wing and a centre and a fullback for the New Zealand Warriors in the NRL and for both Tonga and New Zealand at international level. Following a breakout performance for Tonga in the World Cup in 2018, Fusitua produced the finest NRL season of his career to date with the Warriors. He appeared in 23 games and scored 23 tries, including two hat-tricks and five doubles, finishing the NRLs as the top try scorer for 2018. The Warriors finished in the top eight for the first time since 2011, with Fusitua scoring a try in their qualifying loss to Penrith. There we go. Moving right along, our next man up is Ioane Fitu John Afua, or John Afua, born this day, the 16th of October 1983, is a New Zealand professional rugby union player. His position of choice is prop. Afua currently plays for Bristol in the Premiership, or Gallagher Premiership, in both 2003 and 2004. Afua was part of the New Zealand Under-21 Rugby World Championship team. The New Zealanders won the tournament both years. In 2003, Afua was named in the IRB's Team of the Tournament. In 2005, Afua was selected for the All Blacks Tri-Nation squad. Despite this, he never took the field in the competition and didn't even earn his first cap until the end of year tour. In November 2005, Afua finally became the All Black number 1062 when he started against Ireland at Lansdowne Road. In 2010, Afua was experimented to be used at hooker the same year against Wales. Afua scored his first test try, I remember this, showing some great running as a prop for a 30-metre dash to the try line. Afua's test career ended after the 2011 Rugby World Cup. He played 36 tests, 30 as a substitute. And finally this morning, James Lionel Broome Salmon, or Jamie Salmon as we knew him as, born this day, the 16th of October 1959, is an English rugby union centre who uniquely appeared in international matches for both New Zealand and England. He became a Wellington player in 1980 and first appeared for New Zealand at under 23 level before being selected for a match against Fiji, which did not carry full cap status at that particular time. He was selected for New Zealand's tour to Europe in the autumn of 1981 and won all three of his All Black caps on that tour. He made his full New Zealand debut against Romania in Bucharest and played in both tests against France. Salmon returned to England at the end of 1983. New Zealand season, having made 64 appearances for Wellington, he made his English international debut on the 1st of June 1985 against his former team, New Zealand, ironically, in Christchurch, losing 18-13. His last appearance for England was in the 1987 Rugby World Cup against Wales in Brisbane, losing 16-3. In total, he won 12 caps for England, in addition to his three for New Zealand. He played his club rugby with Harlequins after retiring, had an executive role with them. Since returning from rugby, he has worked for Sky Sports and ITV, and also has a column in the Daily Telegraph. So there we go, David Fusitua, John Afua, and Jamie Salmon is an interesting player, Paul. You would have heard of him by any chance? Very silky, smooth centre who played for the Wellington Lions.
In periphery, it's one of those names I would go, yes, I kind of recognize it, but I can't tell you why, kind of thing. Yes, it's pretty much time over there in the UK. Moving on then to, where should we go next? Let's go Giro d'Italia and the cycling. Over in the Giro d'Italia, we've had stage 12, and it was a wet and cold day over there in the over there in Italy. We had a big break go away of 12 riders. From that, Johanton Navez of Ineos Grenadiers managed to break away and win the stage. He was in a break of two cyclists from that original group, but Mark Padon unfortunately had a technical difficulty with his bike near the end, and he couldn't get back on to terms. They stayed away, even though there was big action in the main peloton, as the overall contenders were fighting it out. In the end, even though a lot of work was done by several teams and cyclists, when various leaders were isolated, most of the leaders all came together and finished together. So, one of those days where there's lots of action, but no real punches were able to be landed in this one. Most of the favourites all crossed the line together on the day. So sounds like a cracking stage in the Giro d'Italia. The Vuelta a España, which is starting on this October the 20th, the teams I've named or naming their lineups for that. A lot of the contenders that were there at the Tour de France will also be riding in this one. Riders like Thibaut Pino, Esteban Chavez, Guel Martin, Wout Poels, Daniel Martinez, David Formolo, and Dan Martin. But the two big teams that are expected to have to face off are Ineos Grenadiers with Chris Froome, the multiple Tour de France champion, and Richard Carapaz, the Giro d'Italia champion from last year, up against the Vuelta a España winner from last year, Primoz Roglic, alongside Tom Dumoulin from the Lumbo Visma squad. Looking like a cracking tour, perhaps a stronger field than we've seen at the Giro d'Italia. Also this weekend, look out for the Tour of Flanders, which I think is the final classic or the final monument of the year since the Paris-Roubaix has been cancelled. I'm going to hand you back to Stephen now for the sport that just keeps on giving. It's our NRL update.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. And with the major semi-final coming up tonight between the Canberra Raiders and the Melbourne Storm, it's a fullback from the Canberra Raiders that we focus on this morning in our league news. Charns Nicole Klokstad is looking to take his game to the next level. Regular studies, videos of leading fullbacks such as James Tedesco, Clint Gutherson, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, and now Charn Nicole Klokstad is highlighting the quality of these particular players. I've seen a video from last year, and you don't realise how far you've come until you've seen the vision. Nicole Klokstad said, it was my first year at fullback and in the NRL. It's literally finding what worked for me and what I needed to improve on. I'm looking at what I can add to my game. I'm proud of myself, but I'm still a long way to go in the same category as James Tedesco and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, those sort of players. If there is a gap between Nicole Klokstad and the game's best custodians, it's closing. For proof, look no further than his most recent performance against the Roosters. He ran until he could run it no more. CNK clocked 245 metres from 22 carries, including one line break. And perhaps most importantly, he pulled off a cover tackle on a seemingly tri-band Josh Morris, bundling the famed finisher into touch. Come full time, it proved to be a match-winning play. The exertions took their toll. The Kiwi international was hamstrung by several cramps that threatened to end his contribution prematurely. I was carrying on a little bit, he chuckled. It was sore. I haven't seen much footage of it, but I definitely copped a lot of stick over it. According to GPS data, Nicole Klockstead ran 9 kilometres against the Premier's, well within the customary range of output. It was more the first 20 minutes that caught up with me personally in the back end of the game. He said, I take salt tablets before the game, and at halftime, I add salt to my food all through the week. It would have been just adrenaline. In a bid to prevent further cramps, the 25-year-old will be adding even more sodium to his diet. And it's what the game required of me from a physical point of view. It's a final series. It's a different beast. It's not an ordinary game, he said. It's nice to look at it from an improvement point of view to see what we can do this weekend. This weekend's game against Melbourne, or today's game against Melbourne, beg your pardon, Nicole Klockstead will be required to do more of the same. The Auckland product studies footage of the game's best fullbacks in a bid to improve his game, and he will need to be at his very, very best this evening when the Raiders take on the Melbourne Storm from Suncorp Stadium. Remember, that kicks off at 10 to 10. That will be directly after the Ranfurly Shield challenge down here at Napier this evening. And if you need a little bit more of a league fix this morning, coming up in around about a half hour is St. Helens versus Wakefield Trinity in the Betfred Super League. That's our league news this morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning, probably a very weary-eyed looking Steve when I report from down here in Napier Pool.
And don't forget, folks, to keep an eye on the New Zealand Sports Radio Facebook page, where Stephen will be posting his post-match interviews and other coverage from the Ranfurly Shield game between Hawke's Bay and Northland this evening. So, Stephen, you said it's been raining there. So, as you say, in horse racing parlance, it's going to be a bit soft underfoot, or soft going.
Yeah, I think so. It was very, very consistent for 24 hours. It's just stopped at the minute. There's a bit of dark cloud hanging around, but the sun is starting to poke through. It's looks like it's due to pretty much burn off by about midday today, so we should have clear skies this evening. But it is a bit chilly at the moment at 6 degrees, and it's going to get no higher than around about 13 from what I believe. So yeah, it'll be a chilly evening down here in the Bay.
So folks, so it's going to be dry, but do wrap up warm. Looking forward to a cracking Ranfurly Shield game this evening. Thank you very much, Stephen, for your updates. Moving on then into the rugby, we've also obviously got the Bledisloe Cup this weekend, but George Bridge is out of that. He suffered a chest injury yesterday during training, and it looks like he is going to be out for around about 6 months from all rugby, which is a real shame. Further scans and will be done today to figure out the extent of the injury, and I'm sure we'll have a more definitive answer as to how long he'll be out for. But yeah, it sounds like a big injury there for George Bridge, unfortunately. The World Rugby Awards this year are going to take on a different twist. Obviously, a lack of rugby, international rugby in particular, means that they can't use the normal format. What they decided to do is to have award of the decade. And so they're taking the winners from all the categories for the past 10 years and enter them into the category again to have player of the decade, coach of the decade, team of the decade, all of that kind of stuff. Clever one there. Obviously, with the All Blacks and Black Ferns having picked up many awards over the past decade. Remember, Richard McCaw, players like Richard McCaw, Dan Carter, Bowden Barrett, have all picked up player of the year. Brodie Retallick, that's the other name I was looking for, have all picked up player of the year in the last decade. So we'll be up for a player of the decade this year. So innovative thinking by World Rugby there for their annual awards show. You are now up to date with all of the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, folks. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher, be that Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all of those wonderful places.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.